Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin with Omax Health. May I please have your zip code so that I can locate the account?
That's 11434, New York.
Thank you. You said that was 11434?
Four, yes.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
It'd be Lee Brown.
Thank you. And I do want to thank you for your patience, as that is taking me just a moment to see if I can locate that for you. I really do apologize. However, I'm having just a little bit of difficulty locating that account. Do you mind spelling that first name for me to make sure I have that spelled correctly?
Do you have Lee or Leland Brown? Let's see here. Yes. It's spelled L-E-E. Brown, the color brown, B-R-O-W-N. Hello?
Yes, I do apologize. It is taking me just a second to see if I can locate that account.
Oh, no, what's wrong with this guy? Last time I spoke to somebody for 20 minutes, and I don't think he knew what he was doing, so.
Well, I do completely understand, and so that I can make sure I do have the correct account pulled up, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Yes, that's 163-35130 Avenue. That's Jamaica, New York, 11434.
Thank you. And how may I assist you today?
Well, I was calling because I was had a complaint about my last shipment. You know, the capsules were turning cloudy in certain packets. So I was complaining about that. I was told that they were going to correct that and send out a shipment to replace it, but they never did. But I still need the shipment that I ordered. I think it's a 3-month supply.
Well, really, I'm sorry to hear that. If you'll give me just a moment to look over the account and see exactly what is going on, it will be just one moment.
Yeah, they didn't ship it out so it wouldn't show up. Last will probably be last year.
Yes, I do completely understand. So it will take me just a moment as I am looking over the account and seeing if I can see what's going on with the account and the notes. It will be just a moment. Okay, and I do believe I may see exactly what is going on. However, it will take me just one more moment to make sure I do have the correct information, so it'll be just a moment. And I really do want to thank you for your patience. That is taking me just a moment to look into for you.
All I need to do really is just make another order. You have to look it up to do that, right?
Okay, so you said you were wanting to place a new order?
Yes, I called the first of the month, last month. Spoke to someone about a complaint I had about the capsules clouding up. You know, the capsules are clouding up. The reason I got this brand, because I've seen several, the reason I got this brand is because they claim that doesn't happen to these. So I called to complain about it. The young lady tells me, well, she spoke to some people, you know, in the clinic or whatever. They decided that that's not a problem, but we're going to send you another order. It never came, so because she never put it in. You know, that's what it was. You know, she was just blowing smoke up the rear. Anyway, I am calling today to see if I can get that order again because it's for my mother. Hello?
Yes, I do completely understand. Since you're saying you were having that issue, that is why I was looking into that for you. Okay, and may I ask what was the expiration dates that were showing on the shipment you received?
I don't know. It might have been 2/22 or something. I don't know. Like February 2022 or something like that. I don't know. The last order I got, I forgot what the end was. It could have been 2/21. I mean, the guy told me that it worked good to take at the time because expiration date was still good, so.
Okay, so, yes, I have spoken with my supervisor and looked over the account. So I am showing that it does look like the last order we have on this account was 1/21 of 2020. So we wouldn't be able to issue a reshipment for a shipment that was that old.
Well, that's not true. It was in July, the last one. It was in July. Actually, you know, that's the last order. It wasn't a year ago that I know. It was like summertime. And it was in July. The guy, the last guy to look up that was on February 26th. I called and spoke to someone.
Yes, I do see where you were speaking to someone on 2/26, and they did advise you that the white coating was a natural powder that happened during our processing when we were making the product, that there was nothing wrong with the product.
Right. He said it didn't affect the product. It was just a discoloration, and it was a natural occurrence. That's what he told me, which is okay, but now my mother's totally out. I was trying to make another order. I think it's 3 months.
Well, yes, no problem. I can definitely place a new order for you. And you were, and you said you were wanting to do the 3 month supply?
Right. That's what I got last time, one for myself and one for my mother. This time I'm only going to get one for my mother.
Yes, I do completely understand. And I do want to make sure that I do have that address correct. You said that was 163-35 130th Avenue, apartment 8C.
Yes, the mailing address. The address I want to send the product to is in Pennsylvania, my mother's address.
No problem. Would you be able to provide me with that address?
Certainly. That should be on file also, because there's only two addresses on there for the same product. That's 248 South Pershing Avenue, York, Pennsylvania, 17401.
Thank you. Okay, do you mind repeating that zip code for me? I do believe I may have missed one of those digits.
17401.
Thank you. And do you mind verifying the spelling of that street to make sure I did have that spelled correctly?
South Pershing, P-E-R-S-H-I-N-G Avenue.
Thank you.
York, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. And I really do want to thank you for your patience, as that is taking me just a second to get everything put in for you. Okay, and I'm showing that we do have the 3-month supply for $119.95. Hello, sir. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
So, yes, I was saying that I do see the 3-month supply at the rate of $119.95.
That's what it was?
That is what I'm showing as the price that we currently have.
Okay. I think that's it. It was either that or $99. Was it $119? No, it was one or the other. Around the $100 mark. Let me see if I still have the paperwork. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, and may I ask, are you wanting to use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It was American Express.
Thank you. And may I get the card number you're wanting to use?
Yes, that's 3715630642820005.
Thank you. You said it was 3715630642820005.
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your expiration date, please?
Yes, that would be October 2024.
Thank you. And may I have the CVV, please?
02722. Oh, 0722.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do get that processed for you.
Sure.
And that order did go through for me. So you will get an email letting you know that order was placed.
Okay.
And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, I just wanted to get that to my mother's address. That's a 248, right?
Yes.
Okay, because the last time they sent everything to my mailing address, mine and hers. So I just want to make sure that's going to her address, 248 South Pershing.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. What's your name again?
My name is Dustin.
Dustin, okay. Thank you, Dustin. You've been most helpful.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. And I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy.